destroyed by Spartacus.
Spartacus, a motion picture unequaled in the entire history of filmmaking. Nothing was spared to make Spartacus the superb achievement it is. Neither time, nor money, nor talent.
Spartacus. So, here's a quick summary of Spartacus, in case you're not familiar with this film. I wasn't really that familiar with it until I saw that Pepsi commercial, surprisingly, a few years ago. Or was it Coke? The commercial for Coke or Pepsi where a Roman soldier comes up to a bunch of slaves and goes, "Hey, whose drink Pepsi is this? It has a name Spartacus on it." And all the slaves start going, "Hey, I'm Spartacus. It's a parody of the famous scene from this film, essentially, but with Coke, or Pepsi, or whatever thing it is. Anyway, Spartacus. This film is essentially like Gladiator, like the film Gladiator that came out a few years ago with Russell Crowe, except it's much more detailed, it's much more historical, it features a lot more history behind it, I guess, for lack of a better phrase. It essentially follows a slave, played by Kirk Douglas, who is captured by this man who trains slaves to fight in gladiator pits to the death. And that's how it starts. And as you can probably tell, Kirk Douglas is not very happy about having born a slave, and even less happy over being forced into gladiator pit to fight to the death. So yeah, that's essentially how it starts, and then certain things happen in the plot, and things just take off from there. It's a historical epic, one of those things. It came out in the 60s, and it's all, you know, the sword and sandal, swashbuckling kind of thing, except it's not pirates this time, it's gladiators. But anyway, on to the review.
I knew Leo G. Carroll.
A long, almost tedious film with sparks of brilliance here and there, especially in the third act. If the second act wasn't so gosh darn slow at times, though, it could really have been something. Don't get me wrong, it's still a great film, beautifully shot and mostly well acted, though being a 60s film, some of the performances are a bit stiff. Most surprisingly from Kirk Douglas, who's only okay, not great. The sets, costumes, and setups are all really nice, especially the final battle near the end with thousands of soldiers appearing and moving on camera at the same time. They just don't make them like that anymore. The beginning is interesting and reminded me a lot of Gladiator with Russell Crowe. I like the contrast between slave and master, how the only real difference between the two is circumstance of birth. Some people are fated to be kings while others to be dogs. It's a notion that's explored well. When Spartacus becomes free, though, and starts going about his plans, the film gets a bit boring. You could easily have cut a good half hour from the middle without losing too much. The third act, though, is when the film really gets going, which is a shame, since being the third act, the film is practically over. I love what happens to Spartacus's wife and all that. It was suspenseful and engaging. I especially liked how utterly unpredictable it all ends up being in the end, with supposedly evil characters performing noble deeds and heroic characters you'd expect to ultimately triumph being horribly martyred for their cause. If you're looking for a film with a happy ending, this isn't it. Even Braveheart was at least somewhat hopeful. This film's ending is just dark. Sure, there's a tiny glimmer of hope, but not really. Overall, it's certainly a well-made, beautiful film full of great sets, costumes, and scenery. And the story isn't bad either. An epic down to its very bones. But it's also a bit slow at times, almost too much so. Still, worth watching. 3.5 stars.